This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. G20 leaders agreed Tuesday to work together to avoid a humanitarian disaster in Afghanistan as the EU pledged a €1 billion aid package, and host Italy stressed the need to maintain contacts with the Taliban as the Islamist group held its first face-to-face talks with a U.S.-EU delegation in Qatar. U.S. President Joe Biden, Turkey's Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and India's Narendra Modi joined a virtual summit on the looming economic and humanitarian crises sparked by the Taliban's return to power. The European Union opened the talks by pledging €1 billion, including money for urgent humanitarian needs and Afghanistan's neighbors who were taking in Afghans fleeing the Taliban. Italy's Mario Draghi had been pushing for the Group of 20 meeting since the August takeover of Afghanistan, insisting debate over solutions must go beyond the usual club of Western allies. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin did not attend themselves, instead sending representatives, but Draghi insisted they all agreed on the need to help more. Somalia's president urged Kenya to, quote, respect the international rule of law after the UN's top court handed Mogadishu control of most of a potentially oil and gas-rich chunk of the Indian Ocean on Tuesday, following a bitter row with Nairobi. Kenya got only a small slice of the disputed tract of sea off the East African coast in the ruling by the International Court of Justice based in The Hague, but with Kenya refusing to recognize what it calls the biased court's authority, all eyes will be on what Nairobi does next. This is VOA News. A Malian jihadist apologized on Tuesday for his role in destroying the fabled shrines of Timbuktu as he asked judges at the International Criminal Court to release him from prison. Ahmad Al-Faqi Al-Mahdi's lawyer told the ICC he was a changed man who had learned to play guitar and to sew while in jail. He was the first person to be convicted by the ICC for the war crime of attacking a nation's cultural heritage over the destruction of the UNESCO World Heritage Site at Timbuktu. The town was occupied by a jihadist group, one of the Al-Qaeda-linked groups which controlled Mali for around 10 months in 2012 before being driven out by a French-led international intervention. They took pickaxes to 14 of the town's famous mausoleums of Muslim saints. A French archbishop said Tuesday protecting children from sexual abuse is a, quote, absolute priority for the Catholic Church, walking back previous comments suggesting priests should not violate the secrets of confession. Eric de Molines Beaufort sparked outrage among victims groups last week after saying the secrecy of confession was, quote, above the laws of the Republic. His comments came after an independent report revealed tens of thousands of cases of sexual abuse by priests over the past seven decades. The archbishop met Tuesday with France's interior minister at the request of President Emmanuel Macron. Afterwards, he insisted on the, quote, determination of all bishops and all Catholics to make the protection of children an absolute priority in close cooperation with the French authorities. The Brooklyn Nets decided Tuesday to bar star guard Kyrie Irving from practice as well as games in the NBA season that starts next week because he refuses to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Nets general manager Sean Marks said, quote, given the evolving nature of the situation and after thorough deliberation, we have decided Kyrie Irving will not play or practice with the team until he is eligible. Kyrie has made a personal choice and we respect his individual right to choose. Irving is a part of the Nets star trio that also includes Kevin Durant and James Harden. The Nets begin their regular season games at the NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks next Tuesday. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Again, online at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.